Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Getaway Friday night, first Friday in the month of June 2023. 15 minutes past the hour in studio with Sean Kraft and Matt Morgan here on a Getaway Friday night. Remember, the WGH 9th anniversary special will be this coming Thursday from 7:10 p.m. until 9 p.m. Phone lines are open if you have anything you'd like to say tonight. 740-383-9944. Good to hear from Sarah and Scott in our number one, sharing their favorite memories of the 9 years of WGH Talk. 740-383-9944. All right, Matt, anything on your mind tonight? We talked about Pride Month.
Not really.
Memorial Day was good. Let's see here. Anniversary coming up this week. There's going to be a lot of good guests on the morning show, so make sure everybody tunes in for that, 8 to 10 in the morning. It's going to be a very interesting week. Now, we were talking during the break about race, and race is an interesting thing in this country because some people seem to feel that it's non-existent. Some people seem to feel that it is existing. What do you think?
What do you mean?
Well, some people say there is no racism in the United States.
Well, no, it definitely exists. I don't know how, relevant it is anymore. Like, I don't know. But, like, it's definitely there.
See, I don't know how I can tell somebody that it doesn't exist if they feel it does. If you're a minority and you feel that something is racist, how can I tell you when I'm not a minority that it's not? I don't know how you can do that.
I mean, it's kind of like you're only responsible for what you meant, not what others heard. That kind of thing. Like, you're only, like, if you said something that upset somebody, or, like, upset somebody, but it wasn't intended to, it's kind of like their problem for getting upset at what you said.
You know what's funny? This past week, I was watching something, and we had the big conversation here a few weeks ago about, can a man and a woman be friends, if platonically, if they're not together? And now there's going to be a show called Platonic, in which a man and a woman are just friends, but there's no relationship. And the question still, a question on the show I was watching was, can it happen? Now, we all decided that it could, but the woman here that night decided that that can't happen. I don't know. I think you can have a platonic relationship with somebody.
I don't see why not.
And I think you can go out and have lunch, dinner with somebody. I mean, here's my thing on it. If you were going to do something behind the scenes, why would you tell somebody you were doing it? That's where you get into trouble.
So, like, what do you mean?
Like, if I say I'm going to go out and have lunch with this girl who's not in, I'm not in a relationship with, what's hidden about that? I've just told you that I'm doing it. If I was going to be doing something, you know, bad, I think I would not announce it.
You wouldn't announce that you're doing something bad or hanging out with the girl?
I wouldn't announce I was doing something bad. I wouldn't announce I was hanging with the girl, because wouldn't that be bad? Like, if I'm having an affair, I certainly wouldn't tell people that I was doing it.
Yeah, probably not.
Right, so the fact that people even know that I'd be hanging around a girl should tell you that there isn't anything going on there.
How?
What do you mean?
You just... Did I hear you wrong?
So what's the question?
Like, I thought you said that if you were hanging out with a girl...
Right.
Then you would have to, like, then people should assume that you don't like her.
No, what I'm saying is that people should not assume, just because it's a girl, that there's something more going on there than just friendship.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah, that's all. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, I know. I think that can happen. Certainly, that happened to you the other day.
Yeah, I've had lunch with a lot of girls who are married and in relationships with other people. But that's because I know that nothing weird is going on, and they know nothing weird's going on, and if we're telling people that it's happening, pretty much there's nothing weird going on.
Yeah.
And I think the bigger problem is if somebody's jealous of that, that's the problem. You know, if you're a husband and you're jealous that your wife is hanging out with somebody else, you're suspicious of her. You don't trust her. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think the husband and wife should have trust, yes.
Any relationship I've ever been in, I would not care if the girl went out and had dinner with another guy who maybe she knew.
I wouldn't either.
Why would I care?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I would prefer it. Less time I have to deal with that person.
Yep. I don't know.
But people are very touchy about that subject.
Well, I mean, I could understand, because jealousy. Jealousy is the biggest thing in a relationship.
But what are you jealous of? Are you jealous of dinner?
No, I think people are jealous that the person's going to leave them for somebody else.
Well, that should be your bigger problem, not the fact that they're going and having dinner with somebody.
Well, that's probably why they want you to go have dinner, because then sparks will fly. And
so what are you going to do, keep them locked up all day?
I don't know.
See, that's like, the whole issue, like that he was saying, is, like, it's kind of like you're just letting her, like if you were dating a girl, and that happened. In somebody's head, they could just be like, man, I'm letting this girl go on a date with this guy. And she's my girlfriend.
Letting her? See, right there, you're going to get in all kinds of trouble with just that.
Well, I mean, like, you can't, like, not let her, but, like, she's a fucking, like, she's her own person.
She's her own person. Right. So, let her. Right? Yeah. Why complain? That's just going to cause an argument.
Yeah, but I see what his point is, though. I mean, this is what causes a lot of breakups and relationships.
Listen, all relationships come to an end. I hate to tell you.
Yeah, but
they all do.
Yeah, but this is why we have STDs and all this
STDs?
All this bullshit, huh? Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, This is why we have all these diseases going around the world, because this is why we allow. Oh yeah, just go ahead, go have sex and.
Nobody's saying what? You know? No, nobody said that.
No, I'm just saying. No, I mean basically what happens is if they see sparks or whatever, 9 out of 10 is either friend with benefits or, you know, or something, right? I mean, yeah, friends with benefits happens all the time.
Well, okay,
and then they go back to their husband or spouse or wife, and gonorrhea or whatever happens.
What does this have to do with going out for dinner?
No, I'm just saying though. This is what happens if friends, guys and girlfriends or friend, you know, go out for dinner and they're close relationships. It can cause a lot of issues.
First of all, you have to know, you're not going to go out to dinner with a stranger.
No, I'm just saying.
So, what is over that dinner that's giving you sparks?
Well, you never know.
It's going to lead to an STD. I never went to dinner thinking, boy, this could lead to an STD.
I'm just saying, though. I mean, you never know what the person has. You never know what the other person has. If you never know what, because, okay, you could fall in love with your good girl
over
friends.
Dinner? Yeah, easily. Why over dinner? Well, you could fall in love with them at the work. You could fall in love with them on the street. Why over dinner?
Well, you probably already fell in love before dinner.
Well, then forget it. Why does going out to dinner become a problem?
Well, that's because did you need to say, whoa, put the brakes on?
What does dinner have to do with this?
Because, see, here's the problem, right? Tell me if I'm wrong here, Matt.
You're wrong.
No, tell me if I'm wrong here. One person on the relationship or the friendship might have the hots for somebody, okay? And the other person has the, okay, I don't have the hots for this. But this other person's going to try really, 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 really hard to try to get you.
Okay.
Just like I know one person, and I'm not going to say the name. And I'm telling you
now. What's that? No, without saying, in regard to what?
Without saying the name, this girl.
Okay.
I think she's trying very, very hard.
Very hard.
To get this other person.
Get this other person. Okay.
Throw emojis and stuff like this.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So she's trying really, really hard, and he's putting a block to it.
Okay. Well, there you go. As long as there's a block, there's no problem.
I don't. You never know. Sometimes that block can be broken.
No, not if you have a moralistic background.
True. This person does have more, yes.
And I don't know what dinner has to do with any of this.
I'm just saying, Matt, what do you think?
Does anybody have an opinion on this, by the way? 740-383-99. Now, Sarah, I know darn well you have an opinion on this.
Yeah.
Or Scott out there, or anybody else listening. Gosh, I never knew fish sticks could lead to STDs. Holy Negro. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying,
Matt. Weigh in on this one.
No, I'm just saying. What I'm saying is if you allow your significant other to go out and just have a good old time on everybody they see, every friend, chances are they might cross the line.
But why would you tell somebody?
I think if you're in a relationship and your significant other is going to cheat on you, there's not much you can do about it.
There you go. I know that's true.
You can't, like, restrict their actions because they're their own person.
Right. And a matter of fact, restricting their actions might lead to the end of the relationship because they'll think you're jealous.
I think if you just throw it out there more, though, and say, you know, it causes more.
You think people don't work with the other sex? You think people don't see the other sex in the grocery store? You think people can't get on the internet now and look up? If you really want to find somebody, you'll find them.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying there's too much. There's too many breakups and cheating and everything going on because of this.
That's because people are insane and should not be together. You should never be in a relationship. It's toxic.
Exactly. Yeah. It's toxic. You get that right.
So what I'm saying is, the best way to handle this is to just live your life fine and just go for it.
Like single, like me.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily single, because I think people can, you know, every so often get together and have a good time.
I just call the 1-800-HO up.
And that's how you get an
STD.
There you go. And that's where you get the STDs.
That's where you get those.
See, it doesn't happen over dinner. It's when you call those 800 numbers that sort of thing happens.
You know.
That's not over fish sticks.
That's not over fish sticks.
No, you might get tartar sauce over fish sticks, but you're not going to get anything else. Matt, any thoughts on this?
Oh, we got him all jacked.
Very confusing.
I lost my entire train of thought when I...
Well, here's a question for you. Now, I don't know if I've ever brought this up on the air or not. I don't remember if we did or not. But how many people...
I'm like Terry Jr.
You got a little Terry in you. How many people can a woman be with before she becomes one of those people?
A tramp?
Well, yeah. We'll use that word.
Yeah, I don't know why they call... Women have a lot of names.
Men, did we discuss this?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Well, that's fine. We can discuss it again.
Yeah.
But how many? What's the number?
I don't know. I don't label people, really.
But you got to know that number, because when you get involved...
I say like 3 or 4, maybe.
4? Okay.
4, maybe 5. Well, I know somebody has 6 or 7.
6 or 7.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, when you bounce around like that, there's a lot of problems that can happen.
But you know...
I've never had, like, a situation come up to where I've had somebody be like, oh, I've been in, like, X amount of relationships, and I'm like, ooh, that's too many. Just like...
Well, don't you wonder when people... Like I said, you know, when you get to be this age, you look at divorces. You say, well, how many divorces have you had? Well, you know...
You just think about it. All those people, you're sleeping with those people, too. Think about it. You know, there's all those people they slept with, you're sleeping with those, that person too. So, that's kind of gross, if you ask me.
Well,
let's say, you know.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because
I'm not what they call that, a psychologist, or what they call that? A gynecologist.
Listen,
I'm not a gynecologist.
All I'm
Maybe
saying
I should go to school
is,
for that.
I think that's a psychological thing, to be honest with you. I think that you, if you like the person, you like them. If you don't, you don't. Some people are desperate. Some people have to be in relationships. That's what this whole thing is really concluding to. Some people have to be in them, and their biggest fear is to lose them because then they don't have anybody else.
Yeah, a lot of people can't be alone. See, I'm a loner.
I don't mind being alone.
Yeah.
Alone's fine.
Yeah.
Now, I have been in relationships, but alone is okay because you know what you realize when after you've been in a relationship? It's like when you're in a car accident.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, when you've been in a car accident, when the car accident's over, you feel sore for a little while, but then you realize what the car ride was like before you had the accident, and you really don't want to go through that again.
No.
You figure let somebody else have that car accident.
I hit a house, bounced off the house, and landed in a creek. I have nightmares about it.
How did you hit a house?
On 23. I did a hydroplane. 360. Yeah. Ran through a fence.
Now, see, if you had been somewhere having dinner with somebody, that wouldn't have happened.
I should have, yes.
You should have had dinner with somebody.
Eat some fish sticks.
Eat some fish sticks. Low tartar sauce on the side. Things would have been fine.
I could have got a little heart emoji.
A little heart?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with the heart emoji?
No, it just means love.
Can you not love a friend?
With benefits.
No. You can love a friend, right?
You can love a friend.
So, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You can love a friend. I would just...
Some people just have chemistry that's not sexual chemistry. It's just chemistry.
Yeah. You can have that.
Yes. Why does it always have to... I mean, if you're with another male, unless you're Abraham Lincoln, have chemistry with people and not have it be anything more than that.
Right. It's true. You have chemistry with people.
You do. I mean, when you work with somebody, you know who you have chemistry with and who you don't. You know, you never talk to that person. They never talk to you. You don't have any similar interests. But then there are some people who you could talk all night. You know, it's just, that's the way it is. Right?
Yeah.
Like me, you, and Matt have chemistry. We drive up to, we're going to be going to Detroit here soon.
Yeah. But that's the difference. And God bless her heart, poor Camden last week.
She's just out of it.
I don't know what class she's in, but it's not chemistry. She's in another class all by herself.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Now, I think Olivia does have chemistry.
She does. She has class.
That'll be an interesting show when Olivia gets back.
I can't wait to hear about all the ups and downs of her life since last we saw her.
It'll be interesting.
It'll be very, very interesting, as they say. Again, phone lines are open here, 33 minutes past the hour on this getaway Friday night, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you ever pity people? I pity people sometimes when it comes to the relationship thing. Like when I know somebody, or I've been in a relationship with them, and somebody else gets in one, I think, you don't know what you're getting into there.
I mean, I don't know. What if that what if you just dated somebody, and then you guys broke up, and then they got in a new relationship, and that did work out? What if that person just wasn't
I don't know
right
that that's ever happened.
It happens.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I think that's a cop-out in a way, though. Isn't it? I mean, you think it's really just conflicting personalities?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, because I think... you have to look at the person. Don't you ever psychoanalyze the people you're around? You know, I certainly do.
I do.
You should.
I give them the... Yeah. I said to them, like, really? Seriously? Yeah.
Yeah, and you got to know what's wrong with them before... They've got to know what's wrong with them before they can fix themselves.
Yeah.
And trust me, people don't like hearing what's wrong with them.
That's true. I have a lot wrong with me.
Like you said, the girl you were with, there was a lot wrong with her. She wasn't very bright. She was a dim bulb.
Hey, now, speaking of that girl.
Yes, how... Yes?
She... The boy she got with when we broke up, they're still together. It's been like year or two now.
Is he a dim bulb?
I never met him. I don't talk to him anymore.
Maybe he talks
like
her?
Either of those people.
Yeah, but that's not forever either. You know, there are different levels of...
And they're young.
Yeah.
So yeah, they won't last very long. I mean, it's just a common knowledge.
I don't know. You know, I just think that... I think everything has a beginning and everything has an end.
I do have a negative outlook on relationships, though. Most of the time, when anybody I know gets in a relationship, I'll just be like, oof, we'll see how long this one lasts.
Well, yeah, because it's all roses and candy in the beginning. And then in the end, it's not that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and you, and that's why sometimes the friends, no matter the sex of the friend, is the more important relationship.
Because they're always there for you.
Always there for you, would be there for you in a pinch, and they probably care about you more than that person in the relationship does. Because where are they? When a relationship ends, how many people really stay friends? Still talk to each other?
It's like when you're in a relationship, your fiancé... Quote.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe he was...
I was, yes.
Yeah, maybe that's what I heard.
I didn't know it.
I don't know.
Yes.
And remember when you moved out, I was there for you. Every step of the way.
But her and I never stopped talking. Now,
no, but I helped you move. I was there.
Well, yeah, but you're not of a different sex either. I don't think that's what...
No, but I'm saying I was there for you, though.
Did I need something?
Yeah, I was there to help you move.
But not emotionally. I was happy to leave that day.
No, but I was there to help you move.
Have you ever seen me unhappy when a relationship ends?
Oh, you was sobbing.
Yeah, sobbing. That was me that day.
He was like, oh.
Oh, that was a good day.
Probably crying. Tears of joy.
I never slept so well.
All I was saying was I was there. I was there to pick up the pieces and help you move.
But what pieces were... I mean, I'm talking about emotionally.
Oh, emotionally?
Yeah.
Well... You was kind of in a wreck because you was...
I was.
Yeah, you had to hope to try to get out of that. Because, you know, we was dealing with a lot of stuff that day. We was dealing with
the radio station.
The radio station
stuff. No, but I'm talking about the relationship. Was I upset that the relationship was ending?
Oh, yeah. You was heartbroken.
Yeah.
He was really... Yeah.
So, the point is that
he
wasn't.
He actually, like, kept calling on the phone and she would not pick up and everything.
You know what's weird? That relationship, when that ended, there was never a point where we didn't talk. And to this day, I mean, every so often I still talk to her. Not as much as I did at one point, but there was never a bad point. Very few relationships that I've been in that have ended were bad at the end. I mean, there have been, but very rare. I think that's more their problem than mine.
It's always the opposite person's problem.
Well, isn't it? I mean, listen, what did I do to him?
Scott's not holding any grudges, so...
No!
So if there's bad feelings, it's on the other person for holding the grudge.
Darn right! I don't have any grudges. What's the grudge against these people? They didn't do anything to me. I mean, I was probably more traumatized to be in a relationship with them than having the relationship end. Were you were listening last week. Did you hear that somebody came in to the Kroger and claimed to be my fiance?
I did not hear that.
Yes.
When?
I don't know.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Really?
I was not there when
this
happened.
What does this person look like?
I don't know. I went to the bathroom after like this order, but like I was explaining to Brody the whole story of how he was engaged and didn't know it. And then Brody was like, and then he was like, it sounds like he was engaged. He had to have said something to get the lady to think. And then after I went to the bathroom because the order was done, that lady apparently told Brody that they were engaged at one point.
Another one? I don't know.
Where the heck was I at?
I'm telling you, I don't think it ever happened. I don't even know who this was.
Oh, no. We are kind of taking Brody's word for it.
Well, that's a little shaky to begin with, right there.
Yeah, I can't correlate the story.
So he did not tell you what she looked like, the girl?
I mean, Scott's the one that told
me. The girl in the pearl?
Yeah, he came to me, Brody, and said, who's this woman? Are you engaged to somebody? And I said, I don't even like anybody, let alone engaged to anybody. And he said, well, I met your fiance. And I said, I don't think you did, because I would remember that. And he correlated this story to me.
That's interesting.
But I don't think people should be saying that in public, that I have a fiance if I do not.
So what did you tell old Mr. Brody?
He's wrong. He got fed a bill of goods here. So what do you do in that situation?
All you can do is tell him no, and then... guess.
But why would a girl do that? What's in it for them?
Spite. Maybe this just
he said
you.
She was
it doesn't seem like a good idea.
No, I would think that would be a bad thing to do. You should not tell people that. That's going to get you in trouble in the long run.
I mean, what did this girl look like? That's what I like to know.
I don't know. I never saw her.
I also didn't see her.
Oh. Huh.
I hope she appears again.
Yeah, really. I mean, if you're engaged, how can you never see her?
I'm not engaged.
Yeah, if you never see her, how can you be engaged?
Listen, I have never been engaged. Never.
Well, that's remained to be seen, I guess.
No, I think it has. It has remained to be seen at this point. But the point on the long haul is a lot of people got engaged over Memorial Day. That was nice to see, wasn't it?
That's when a lot of people do it.
Engaged over
Memorial
Day.
They put that ring on that finger.
That's right.
That's when they get you.
Well, see, and that's, I don't know, you know, engaged over Memorial Day, divorced over Christmas. It's a whole thing. Wait till you get the gift. Then get out.
Get the gifts first.
Yeah, New Year's is a good time to get divorced. You know, I don't want to go into the new year with you, so, you know, it's been real, it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun. Goodbye.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Get the Christmas gift first.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing we talked about a few weeks ago. It's just people are cloudy in their brain when it comes to that sort of thing. People want to be wanted. That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, people want to be taken care of.
Well, I would say so.
Yeah. I mean, if I find a rich woman, a sugar mama, come on, baby.
Come on, what?
Take care of me. I'll stay home, and I'll clean the house, do the whole nine yards.
For dough.
For dough.
So, not a marriage of love, a marriage of dough.
I mean, yeah, I mean, but she'll be paying the bills.
So this is the basis for a good relationship?
Well, she's going to be the sugar mama.
Listen, if you... I'll
tell a cougar. Well, a cougar, yeah.
So you want an old woman.
What a cougar.
An old rich woman.
Yeah.
I know a few of those.
You know a few?
I know a few of those. No, I don't think that... I think it's just best to stay alone. I mean, you can have friends, but draw the line. Don't you think it's interesting now that everybody puts everything on social media? I'm in a relationship with this person. I'm in this, and I'm in. Who cares? I don't care.
I was about to say the same exact
thing. Yeah, Facebook.
Like, when I'm on social media, the majority of everything I see is just things I don't have a care about.
Right. I don't understand why people post all that garbage.
People do that on Facebook all the time in a relationship.
I think people have, like...
I think it's possessiveness. It's a
minor, say, complicated.
A ring, you know, a ring is possessiveness. Social media, saying you're with somebody's. I've never done that. Now, you can go back to the hearing aid kick out there? What happened?
Would you say now?
I said, if you can go back to the beginning of my social media, even though I have been in relationships, I have never hit that button. You know, sent that thing to the girl and said, you know, I'm in a relationship with. I've never done that.
Usually Jessica used to say,
Not on social media. It was never that thing. What's that thing? It says, in a relationship with. Mine has never said that.
No, yours has said it. Yours just said in a relationship.
No, mine didn't, because I never accepted that.
It said in relationship one time. Yeah, years ago.
No. So in any way,
it did.
The point is...
I'm telling you, it did.
It has never done that.
It did.
Because I don't understand what would be the point of that.
He just doesn't see it.
I think, you know, like on Facebook, you can set your relationship status to, like...
Exactly.
Like, in a complicated relationship.
See, I don't know what that means either.
Like, if your relationship is complicated, I don't think your Facebook needs to be knowing about it.
No, why tell the world? That's what I'm saying. Why do you have to tell everybody?
Sometimes it automatically does it when you're connected with the other person.
I think some people...
I'm connected with about 3,000 people.
I think some people just have, like,
No, when you're connected to... Like, if Jessica puts it on hers, and I'm going to put it on yours.
Well, then I could be in a relationship with anybody.
Well, if she puts it on yours, yeah.
Well, why would that be allowed? What if I'm not in a relationship with
Facebook
somebody?
No, Facebook doesn't allow that anymore, though. Well, they changed that.
I have never done it, is what I'm saying. I've never changed.
But yours did at one time. It said in relationship.
Not by me.
Not by you, but because of her.
Well, that's her.
But they changed that now, and you have to be able to change it on yours now.
Well, the point is, I've never done it, is the point I'm making. Okay. So why do people need to do that?
Just to let people know in case people are hitting on you.
Would that stop you if you want to hit on the person?
Well, I mean,
I don't give a flip-flop what other people are doing. And frankly, again, when I see those posts that say, oh, this person's so wonderful, and you get those emojis, I know that thing's ready for a divorce. Because why do you have to tell me? You know, why does that have to be announced to the world?
I think it just helps people to know, hey, you're in a relationship.
Don't care.
Well, I know you don't care, but they probably care.
But who are they telling?
Nobody. It's just for them. It's for their. If say somebody just finds you, say they're like random searching on media, social media, and they come across your name on Facebook, and they see your picture. Oh my God! You know, they like you, so they're going to say, okay, they're going to see that. Okay, they're not going to mess with you.
Oh, I don't. I think they would anyway.
Well, some people have morals. Some people have morals. I know a lot of people don't, but there's a lot of people.
See, I think that's just... Why wouldn't you tell them? I mean, wouldn't you leave that up to the person to tell them? Isn't that back to the trust thing again? If somebody hit on you, wouldn't you say, no, listen, I'm taken? Why do you need that thing there?
Because most guys are not trustworthy in that particular thing.
Then you got trouble.
Or most women are not. That's why they put that on there.
Well, why would that stop anybody then?
It doesn't. It's just a thing there. They just put it there.
So back to point A, what's the point?
There's no really point.
Is there a point to this, Matt?
To make you feel like you're more interesting than you actually are.
There you go. like, why would I need to tell somebody that I thought, you know, if I'm in a relationship with them, why do I need to say to the social media world that they're great? Now, your friends, I think, are different. Because your friends, that's a different relationship. Because you always wait for a retirement or a death to say, oh, my friend is great. I think praising a friend is fine. But praising your girlfriend or your boyfriend, I assume you like them. I mean, why are you in a relationship with them?
It just shows other people that you're more... You're in a good relationship.
It's a show. But your friend is different. Because not everybody knows who you're friends with.
But friends sometimes can cross the line.
I've never had that issue.
I just don't trust Facebook posts. Like, if somebody posts on their Facebook that their relationship is going well, I assume that it's, like, to keep public face and that everything is
is not well.
Everything is you not got well.
It. Yeah, 100%. Because who goes around saying, my relationship is great? My relationship is great. My relationship is great.
There's no relationship 100% great. There's always going to be some kind of something wrong with the relationship. Nobody's relationship is 100% great.
Well, I think they're all probably headed for the end. But God bless them, you know. I think everybody goes in with the best of intentions. I don't want to say people don't go in with the best of intentions. I think they probably do go in thinking it's going to be forever. But then they realize forever is like 2 or 3 years.
See, I think people stereotype. And that's what's wrong with the world today. There's too many stereotypes.
Of what?
Of people. But people, the way people look, way people act, way people say, way people talk, way people dress. The whole nine yards. I think that's what's wrong with the world today. It's too many stereotypes. I mean, if you don't have certain qualities about you, they don't like you.
Well, if you don't like somebody's qualities, you probably shouldn't be in a relationship with them.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of stereotypes out there. And that's one reason why I stay off of social media.
You gotta like the person.
Huh?
You gotta like the person.
Yeah, but I don't know. They're hard to find. They're hard to find. I know they're out there, but they're hard to find. And people that have morals. There's not too many people have morals these days, right, Matt?
I mean, I don't know. I don't talk to a lot of people. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, I know you do. Do I?
I think people have morals. I mean, morals in what way? I guess is what you're saying.
Like truth. honesty.
Well, I mean, I got to take people at their word.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I don't want to go around being skeptical of everybody.
I try not to be skeptical, but I am.
I think in the end, it's just who they are.
Yeah, but... And I blame it on social media.
You blame what on social media?
This nonsense in this world today.
Like what?
Like people's attention spans, for example, right? Since people's attention spans is less than 8 seconds now, I think, or whatever it is, 8 minutes, whatever.
Well, here's the way I want to get into this. This is an interesting point, though, because we only got 10 minutes left. Is it okay to break up with somebody on social media? Like, no. send them a message.
No, I think you should do that in person.
Yeah, do it in person.
No, I think you should do it in social media.
No, see, I think that's nonsense.
No, I think that's a good time to do it.
Why?
Because there's a lot of trouble when you get... When you're in some... They'll start
crying. Wait, you go smack her or something, or what?
No. Well, why would you smack anybody?
I mean, she go smack you? I don't get it.
No, but if somebody doesn't want to be broken up with, when you get around them, you say, well, listen...
See, that's... To me, I think that's cowardly. If you can't do it in person, that's coward. You're a coward.
Why? Of what?
You're a coward if you can't do it in person. Be a man. Grow up. Grow some balls.
Why do you want to cause problems?
Huh?
Why do you want to cause problems?
That's not causing problems.
That's causing confrontation.
How is that confrontation?
Because a lot of times it gets confrontational. Go ahead.
I think it's just more so, like, respectful to, like, break up with somebody in person than to do it over the phone.
Right.
How much do you respect them if you're breaking up with them?
So back in the old days, you think they had to get on social media, or they got on their old... grandfather phones and say, dit, 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 dit. No, they went directly to the person and say, listen,
okay, but
I'm done with you.
Okay, and how do you think that person's going to react if they don't want to be done
with you? It happens. That's the way it goes.
I don't think you should cause a confrontation when you don't have to.
I mean,
okay, you don't.
It's going to be a confrontation either way. So,
right.
Like, if you send them a message and they don't want to be broken up with, they're either going to spam you with messages.
That's on them.
It's on them that they're going to cry when you tell them in person.
Okay, so
just,
did you
just
go...
Just tell them how you feel. Be like, all right, see ya, and then you leave.
So did you go and ask her out in person, or did you ask her out on a text?
I don't know. I mean, I think some people do both.
You got to ask her out in person, too.
I don't think that always happens, either. I don't think that always happens.
So you're never going to see her in person.
I don't know. Maybe you will.
So she could be like a virtual reality person.
Well, no. I'm just saying that I think in that moment there's a lot more emotion than there is 6 months later.
Yeah, but see, this is what's wrong with the social media these days, and the technology. It's people like that. People is abusing the technology.
Yeah, but what is the plus in that? What is the plus in going? Okay, regardless, the outcome's the same. It's over. Okay, so what does it if I text it to you, if I say it to you, the same outcome is happening. What's the difference?
Yeah, but you're supposed to be a man or a woman and face the person and say, listen, you're supposed to talk it out to start with.
No, see, I don't want to talk it out.
Why?
I want it to be done.
Well, just say, okay, I want to talk to you. Say, listen, this is not working out. I'm done.
Right, and then, right there, that's going to be a problem if you're in person.
Why?
Because they're going to say, well, what did I do? And then you gotta tell them what they did.
So did you text Jessica over the text messages?
Listen, I didn't even know I was engaged.
No, I'm asking you, though. Did you text Jessica, say, I'm done?
You know, I honestly don't remember how that ended. I'm sure she knew when I was leaving the house.
Okay, how about Angie? Did you text Angie over the text message, say, we're done?
I was never in a thing with Angie
like
that.
Well, we're friends, like friends. Did you say, we're not going to be friends?
Oh, I don't think that Angie and I are not friends. If I saw her, I'd say
okay,
hello.
Okay, fine, Houston. Houston, did you say Houston?
I don't even think I ever saw her again. I tried to pawn her off on you and then be done with that.
Yes, oh my God. She was a piece of work. She was a piece of work.
No, but no, I think I would do that. I would message somebody and say it's over.
Why, though?
Because I don't want to have that conversation in person because it just gets long and monotonous and you get the same outcome.
But that's not... That's
that
not,
just gives that person a chance to get angry.
It's only as long as you let it go on.
Well, so what is it? Okay,
walk away.
Okay, and they're screaming, why are you doing this to me? What's this all
walk
about?
Away, jump in your car, go away.
It's equally as... Okay, so...
Just stay at home and don't want to take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
I think, like they do, in person. So if you don't have enough courage to do it in person,
see?
Scott... then don't lead anybody on or don't be in a relationship.
See, there you go.
Can't end it personally.
Don't
okay?
you?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye bye.
But don't you remember years ago that diet doctor who broke up with the old school teacher and she ran over him and killed him? Now, if that had been through a text, he'd still be alive today.
I don't know. If she was so upset to run this man over and kill him, she might have just been like, well, I know where he lives.
No, I'm just saying. I don't understand why.
Well, if you're in a relationship with a psycho, well, then I don't think you should be in a relationship.
Maybe that's why you're getting out. Maybe you found out they were psychotic.
Well, then,
down the line.
Maybe you should bring the police department with you then.
Yeah, you're trapped either way at that point. If she's psychotic enough to kill you for breaking up with her. You
done lost. I mean, well, yeah. Well, if you are the person getting broken up with, what is the difference between in person? If you're on the other, I would be fine with that. Saves a lot of time and effort. Hey, I don't want to be around you anymore. Fine. We just close that window, and now I'll go on about my day.
I don't know. That's just, to me, that's just not a man not being a man. And a man is supposed to be, being a man is supposed to face.
See, you're facing, because you know there's going to be trouble.
Well,
you don't need trouble.
Okay, but just go up this tour.
It's over. Send. That's all you need.
And what if it doesn't send?
Ding, and then they know it's over.
What if it doesn't
call somebody else?
What if it doesn't go through?
Well, if they show back up, then you say, "Oh, let's have dinner tonight," and you get them back home again, and you say, "Send."
Well, but that's leading you later on.
I know. I just think that we put too much into this face-to-face stuff.
And that's leading her on in it. If you have dinner again. You don't want to be with.
I would have dinner with old relationships.
That's not what I was asking, though.
If you were in a relationship with a girl and you already had the intentions of breaking up with her, why did you go on a date with her?
Yeah.
And then wait until the date to be over.
Yeah.
And be like, all right, guess what? See ya.
Don't you know at some point, though, that the relationship's over before it actually ends?
Well, yeah.
There you go. No difference.
But still, though, what I want to know what you just said a second ago, you like, if it doesn't go through, she comes over. You was like, let's go for dinner.
People used to write notes all the time. Now we want to pretend like before social media, people didn't break up everybody in the face. That's not true. Dear John letters were a big thing. Here's a letter. You come home. Dear John, sorry, this relationship's over. There was even a television show starring John Hirsch. Dear John.
People got
Dear John letters all the time. People didn't always do this in person. How about I use Pony Express? Is that okay if I slap a stamp on it? Can I break up with you without having to deal with you in person?
Well, the Dear John didn't go on forever. Went on for a while, but not forever.
Hey, listen, I bet you when Abraham Lincoln broke up with the men he was dating, he did it by Pony Express. He called, he didn't go over to their house. He didn't have that kind of time.
Oh, boy. No, well, here's my question, though. Why would you do that? Why would you, like, fight her over
because
again?
Because I don't want to have an argument.
Have dinner, and then...
Listen, every breakup is an argument. It always is. Well, what can I do? They either do that. You know, what can I do to change
this? Shut up and get out of my house.
Now, see, that creates bad feeling. I think through a text message, you leave less bad feeling.
Just to say, listen, it's not going to work. I'm done. I'm not in love with you anymore. I'm done. See ya. Hasta la vista. Goodbye.
So you can type that out pretty easily.
I know, but you need to say that in person.
Ah. What do you think, Matt?
I think you should do it in person.
What did you say when you broke up with that girl in person?
Huh?
When the old dim bulb, when you were breaking that thing up, what did you say? Did you go in person?
No, she lived like an hour and some odd.
Okay, there we go.
Oh.
So how'd you do it?
I didn't drive.
So, no, how'd you break up?
What?
How'd you break up with her?
Well, I mean, I guess I sent her a text, but I did, like, but...
Exhibit A.
I did meet her face-to-face after that to, like, fully be like, yes, I am 150% certain I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Did she understand that?
Yeah, because I went... The whole reason was I went to meet her to get my stuff back, and then she was like, but, you know...
Didn't you want to avoid that?
I was like, no, absolutely not. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Give me my stuff so I can go home.
Didn't you want to avoid that? Wouldn't it have been better if you could have avoided that?
No, because I didn't get my stuff.
There you go.
Well, no, he just said he would never...
He didn't get his stuff, but I bet if he had his stuff, he'd be okay.
I mean...
That's why you start asking for your stuff back when you know it's going to end. Don't end it till you get your stuff back.
What, did you lose a lot of good stuff?
I mean, she had like a few hoodies, but that's it.
Oh.
Well, I think we've solved all the world's problems tonight. Listen, I'm not advocating it. I just think it's okay, because then when you see the person later on in life, you can just, you know, hello, I'm always nice to people. I'm nice to people who've been horrible to me in life. You know, I've said, not necessarily relationships, but just people who've said nasty stuff. When I see them, I talk to them. What's, why hold a grudge?
So are you going to cheat on somebody on text too?
Well, no, I don't think you should do that. How do you do that?
Huh?
How do you do that?
I'm just saying, though. I mean, if you're going to do that, I mean, you could cheat on somebody with through text.
Like, we saw that old couple last night at dinner. They weren't even talking to each other. They were sitting there right across from each other, and they were both texting each other. Right there. That's how they would break up with each other. It's been a nice 40 years. Bye-bye.
They were talking a little bit.
Well, she was. How are you gonna text somebody who's sitting right next to you?
Because you, at some point in the relationship, you're tired of that person. You really are sick of seeing them and talking to them, and you don't want to be there anymore. But you think they have to.
This couple really look like they've been doing.
They'd seen there. Better days. They'd seen better days.
She was sitting there playing on her phone, and he was just sitting there
looking out into the sky. He was just looking for somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
But I bet at one point they were in love. I bet at one point that woman said, gosh, he's like nobody I ever met before. And then she texted it away. Has no time for him.
You know what she was trying to do real quick? She was probably checking her boyfriend.
Now, see, there you go.
There you go. There you go. There you go, cheating.
So what have we learned tonight?
How to break up on somebody on text.
Via text. Yes. Matt, what have we learned?
We learned that, man, we talked about a lot today, didn't
you think
we?
Olivia would have the same opinion on this?
I think Olivia would agree with me and
Sean. Yeah, yeah.
What, that you can't break up with somebody via text?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, she might, since she has a long-distance relationship.
I learned that a lot of people usually, no.
Like O.J. Simpson. Now, if there was texting in those days, those people would be alive today.
Oh, Lord.
And think about that. Would you want to go see OJ to say goodbye? No, you say, it's over, juice. Send. And that's all there is to it. And then you don't have trials and all kinds of bad stuff.
Oh, Lord. That's awful.
I learned that Abraham Lincoln was possibly gay.
That's right, Abraham Lincoln. That's what we learned tonight. Well, we'll be back next. Well, but, as a matter of fact, we're going to be here Thursday night for the big anniversary party. 9 years of WGH Talk. 9 years. My goodness gracious. 7 to 9. Don't miss that for love nor money. I'm sure we'll cause some problem that night, much like we do tonight. Now, Olivia, I think we'll be back next week with us. We hope so, and we're going to have a great time. For Sean and Matt, this is Scott heading for the dugout.
The main therapist. But this man, for whatever reason, has been allowed by the Republican voters and by the media to behave in a way that is appalling when it's not